Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of ChatGPT images and why those thumbnails might be failing you. It sounds like a lot of folks are struggling with this. You're right. You know, I often hear from content creators who pour their heart and soul into their videos only to end up with thumbnails that look, well, let's just say they leave a lot to be desired. Ha! I think we've all been there. You spend hours filming and editing, and then the thumbnail looks like a melted candle. What's going on there? Exactly. A big part of the issue is the AI's previous limitations. Many people have been using older models that just don't cut it. Did you know 73% of marketers report thumbnail failures because of legibility issues? Wow, that's a staggering number. So what specifically is causing these thumbnails to flop? Well, when folks use ChatGPT for thumbnails, they often treat it like a magic wand. They type "make me a thumbnail" and expect perfection. But the legacy models had about 62% facial identity accuracy, which leads to that uncanny valley effect where the image looks almost human, but not quite. Yeah, that's super creepy. It's like you're looking at a stranger who just happens to have your face. What about the text issues? Oh, that was a nightmare. You'd ask for something simple like "work faster," and the AI might spit back "rock faster." But with the new Image 1.5 model, text readability has jumped to 87%. That's a huge improvement. So if I'm understanding this correctly, the advancements in AI have made a significant difference in both speed and quality? Alex, absolutely. The speed of generating thumbnails has improved drastically too. Instead of waiting up to a minute for a usable image, now it can take around 15 seconds. That's a game changer for content creators. Wow, that's great news. But I'm guessing not everyone is utilizing these new capabilities effectively, right? Right again. A lot of failures are due to vague prompts. For example, someone might say "YouTube thumbnail for car repair." That's just too ambiguous. The AI needs specific details to deliver something worthwhile. So how can someone craft a better prompt? It sounds like there's a strategy to it. There definitely is. Think of it as a three-part prompt structure. First, define the style. Do you want hyper-realistic or 3D render? Then describe the emotion and composition. Instead of saying "happy," you might say "ecstatic expression, eyes wide, mouth open in surprise." That's really helpful. And what about the text? Great question. With the new improvements, you can actually ask for specific text overlays, but keep it short. Instead of a long sentence, go for something like bold yellow text saying "fix it" in the top right corner. Got it. So detail is key. That reminds me of when I was trying to create my own thumbnails and ended up with a cluttered mess. Clutter is definitely the enemy. If you try to cram too much into one thumbnail, products, your face, three lines of text, it just becomes visual noise. Totally. And I imagine color contrast is super important too, right? Exactly. If your text color and background color clash, no one will read your message. Strong contrast is critical. I can see how viewers would quickly scroll past if they can't even read what's on the thumbnail.
Exactly.
And speaking of quickly scrolling, let's talk about how to fix your workflow for generating thumbnails. Yes, please. How can someone streamline that process? Start by using reference images. With the new accuracy, if you upload a selfie, the AI can maintain about 95% facial identity. So make that face you want for your thumbnail and let the AI work from that. That sounds really smart. I can see how it would save a lot of time. What about more complex images? In those cases, it might be better to generate your background and subject separately. You can control the final composition much better that way. Or if you want to do it all in one go, the new edit feature allows you to regenerate specific parts of the image without starting over. Wow, that's a massive time saver. But once you have your image, do you upscale it? Yes. Most AI generators output at 1024 by 1024, so running it through an upscaler will give you that crisp, high-quality look. It's essential these days. So just to recap, we've got prompt improvement, strategic reference use, and upscaling to really elevate those thumbnails, right? Exactly. And with the right approach, you can turn those frustrating ChatGPT thumbnails into your biggest asset for driving clicks. Amazing. Thanks for breaking this all down, Alex. My pleasure. And remember, everyone, the right thumbnails can really make a difference in your content's visibility. That's a wrap for this episode of Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.